please whisper who I'm talking to because I can't hear. Wayney?
Yeah?
Oh, this is Mom.
How's it going?
Okay, I didn't know what time you left for work, so I had to call you now before I go back to Santa Rosa College. Mm-hmm. Father and counsel, and of course I wholeheartedly agree we want you back. Have you discussed it with Lena mm-hmm. today? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, like you suggested, you know, today, if you can wait until you can find out what Jim Cobb's going to do, it'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible, do you think?
Yeah.
And when was he coming up there?
Be about a month.
About a month. Yeah. Okay, but Father doesn't want you to stay there if it's going to be any danger to you.
Yeah, there's going to be no problem.
There's going to be no problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, John yesterday and he's moved.
John's moved?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he go?
Huh?
Where'd he go?
Oh, he's gonna move to get his apartment.
Oh, there was no violence or anything in her? Well, Father said if there's any danger at all, get in touch here, and we'll make some arrangements to get you down sooner. But he surely didn't want you to come before August 15th unless you absolutely had to, because everybody's gonna be gone.
Right.
And he wanted to present you, you know, when you come back.
Okay.
Because, see, some people know you were out on a mission. You know, because Father has often made statements that everyone that's out is not really out. Some are out there working.
Okay.
But apparently Terry and John let something out when they were here. I don't know exactly what, but some of the people got a hold of it, that you were not on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so some are hostile. You know, when you were gone before, Father kept it quiet that you were among them. Did you know that?
What's that?
You know, when you left the first time?
Yeah.
Father never did let the congregation know you were among them. And so when you came back, it was easy to put you right back in leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people didn't know you were out. In fact, because Father, even at that time, said some are his children that you know not of, you know.
Yeah.
So he kind of made sound like, for some reason, I guess he knew you were coming back. Anyway. I've got this flu, and it's just knocking me out. How's the baby?
Okay.
And Lena?
Okay. She's coming home today.
She's coming home today?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Lena going to stay there with you, or does she want to come right now?
Well, she's going to stay here.
Oh, good. Because I was kind of concerned about her moving in with Barb, you know, because Barb is not really involved in the work.
You know, listen, I talked to her yesterday after you called. She said she didn't say all that stuff. Barbara misinterpreted.
Well, Barb must have, because she was telling me all kinds of things this morning in church that Lena had said. But Barbara was probably just kind of hysterical, you know.
Yeah.
Thinking that Lena was going back in the house where there was violence. But she said Lena wanted to come right now.
Yeah.
And didn't even want to stop at your house. She wanted to come straight down here with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was kind of concerned about her moving in with Barb because I don't want... Right now, Lena sounds like she's really, you know, with Father.
Mm-hmm.
But if she got in with someone... I'm not saying Barbara's not in the work, but, you know, she's not very involved in it
mm-hmm.
like we are. And it wouldn't be a good place for Lena to go into. So when you come down, get you a little place by yourself instead of moving in.
Oh, yeah, that's what we plan on doing.
Yeah.
We just might need a place to stay while we're looking for a place.
Yeah, well, we can arrange that, okay?
Okay.
Because it wouldn't be good for Lena to go back into a place
where... Okay, we don't want to be stuck in a house with a bunch of people either, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Yeah, it'd be good. You and Lena need a place your own with that baby.
Uh-huh.
And when you come back, we've kind of talked it over and wondered how you'd feel about going into the garage with Jack Arnold. Because he's in a supervisorial, he's supervisor now, you know, of the garage.
Oh, far out.
And he's got a lot of heavy equipment and shit, and you and he always work good together.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be good for you to go right back in there and work with him.
Well, me and Luna discussed that, and you know, I could dig doing that again, so.
Oh, good, because, you know, the garage has a much better climate now. It's really organized. Jack Arnold's really with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that'd be better than going out somewhere and having to get in all kinds of shit trying to find a job, too.
Because we've already discussed that. You know, we'd like to try to get back working with the bank or something, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, she wouldn't have to worry about that right away with the new baby.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds really good because you know, working all this time with buses up here, too.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd really be helpful.
Oh, I know it would. I know it would. One thing is that I want to tell you what happened to, did you know the one that Father got out of jail?
Right.
You know, the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yesterday, he was driving one of the big trucks loaded.
Yeah.
With equipment, and he was going, oh, I don't know, I guess the full speed limit, 55 miles an hour. And this truck pulled out in front of him, and I mean, he hit it broadside and demolished that thing.
Huh.
And he walked out of that truck. It was so crushed that they had to pull it apart, both of them apart with a wrecker. And Ted came out without a scratch. We call him Ted.
Yeah.
He came out without a scratch. And not only was that a miracle, but while they were pulling the car apart, he and one of the men, I don't know which one it was, maybe one of the wrecker men or something, was standing there. And when they pulled these trucks apart, a part of it hit that man and knocked him over, and he had to go to the hospital. And something picked Ted up bodily and set him across the fence, and he wasn't touched. That was two miracles right there the Father did.
Hmm.
It was so great, and I've already told you this morning, you know, about Joe Wilson.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And the other miracle was so great. I'm telling you, things are happening here, Wayne. This is actually the only safe place, you know, for blacks right now, because Father having all of the protection and everything going down. Okay, I will. Shit. I'm over at the commune, and I woke up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying here, but I'm on my way to Santa Rosa this morning. So, anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, about Ted?
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the only miracle. I was also told you about Joe Wilson.
Yeah, right.
And then there's miracles all the time I hear about Tommy. He walked out in the jungle, which he shouldn't have. They were all working, you know, out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy went out in the jungle by himself, which is a miracle itself, because you know he was always scared death of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't get out of any place. But he walked out there by himself, and he was hitting in the bushes with a stick. And one of those snakes, and I forget its name, came out. And one strike is deadly.
Right.
You know, and I forget the name of the snake, but it struck so many times, Wayne, and it was striking right by Tommy's head, and Tommy was just paralyzed standing there.
You don't like snakes.
I know, but this was one of those snakes that just paralyzed you immediately. It wasn't a cobra, but it was one of those kind of snakes. And so someone came and grabbed Tommy, and Father just told us that day that he had been meditating on Tommy because he sure didn't want anything to happen to him, you know, over there.
Mm-hmm.
With both Tom and I both here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Tommy said, which is really a miracle, too, because he never was too hip on Jim when he was here.
Yes.
He said, I'm sure I'm glad Father made that snake nearsighted.
Nearsighted?
Yeah. He just grown, you know, in intellect and everything over there. It's so amazing. When I talked to him, he says, well, Mom, I appreciate you calling, and I thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again. He just sounds like a little man. It's really great. Well, I don't know. One thing, when you come back, Wayne,
mm-hmm.
you won't ever think of leaving again, will you?
Mm-mm.
Because that really sets a bad precedent.
I know it does.
You know, when you just walk in and out, but mm-hmm. You know how Father
mm-hmm.
thinks about you. And so, just uphold him in that. Don't ever think about leaving again.
Yeah.
Because he has to go through a lot of shit when he takes people back.
I know.
You know, since they, it won't be really too bad because who Father accepts, everyone accepts, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
The council, Father accepts you back wholeheartedly because Father told people here what you were doing out.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept your end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just walk out, you talked to him ahead of time, so it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, if something does come up, be sure, and don't come back before you let Father know.
Yeah, don't worry.
August the 15th.
Well, I think it'll probably be even later than that because,
We didn't, we won't be here. Nobody will be here.
Right.
And he wants to present you, so there'll be no problem with you walking in and everybody gone.
Don't worry, I'll do it all under his
yeah,
vision.
That's good. Just a minute. Oh, shit. Have you talked to Teddy? You know, you said he was there today when John was,
mm-hmm.
You were talking to John. How's Ted still going to San Francisco to his mom, or what's he going to do? Is he staying up there?
No, he wants to come back to California.
Well, there was no problem. There was no question about you and Lena,
mm-hmm.
because Jim knows you're sincere. But it's a different thing with Ted. And Teddy, for one thing, was not decided, you know, about coming back like you and Lena were.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how he used to date Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess he talked to her quite a bit. And Marie said definitely that she didn't think he was ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have an affair with Aaron LaRoy, and I know she's mentioned, too, that she doesn't think he should come back. But anyway, it would have to be further talked on at this point. At this point, Ted isn't in with you and Lena.
Mm-hmm.
And if he did come back, you wouldn't have him in the house with you, would you?
No.
Because that'd be a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
to have him there. He's so negative. But at this point, he'd have to contact counsel on his own because he certainly didn't do some very good things to Father when he left, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's a different thing with you and Lena altogether.
Okay, we'll talk to him about it. See, he was gonna leave the next few days because of the shit John's been giving him.
Yeah.
But then he came and talked to me and said he didn't want to leave me and Lena up here either with him or us.
Mm-hmm.
So he's staying here until we're gonna leave.
Why don't you try to get him to go on back to San Francisco if he's with his mom,
mm-hmm.
and get that recorder and that tape and that microphone.
Mm-hmm.
We can get some money on that thing. Do you think you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say something about John owing you some money?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to get it, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Talk to him today.
I know.
Yesterday.
I mentioned that to Father that you didn't want to come right away. You want to stay there and work and pay off your bills. And he said that was really commendable of you. Because usually people run in here and file their bills on the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really impressed with that. He said that's really commendable that Wayne would want to stay there and pay off his bills. I told him what you said about John owing you for that van that he wrecked and you were going to get it. And
mm-hmm.
you wanted to work and get 3 months advance, you know, so you could rent you a house.
Right.
And he said, well, that was commendable. But if there's any harm whatsoever of staying up there, contact him immediately because he does not want you in any danger whatsoever.
Okay.
Because compared to danger, the money wouldn't be worth it. What time do you go to work?
I go to work at, I leave here about 7:30.
You leave at 7:30?
Yeah, the job's pretty close.
You leave at 7:30, how far do you have to go?
About 2 miles off.
Huh?
About 2 miles.
Yeah, okay. When you're bringing Lena home, who's going to take care of her?
No, Terry's going to bring her home, because after work, I miss Thursday work because I took her in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And can't afford to miss another day.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, keep in touch and about that, you know, about you coming back again and the whole church, you know, not knowing that you were out on a mission.
Uh-huh.
And some of you being hostile.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, with the president that has to be set, you can understand why. We just can't let it look like people can come and go, you know, like an open door.
I understand that.
So Father will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
He said just he can, he'll take care of it, so there's no problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So keep in touch, Wayne.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to Santa Rosa. I'm living at the dorms now. Do you have that number in case you have to reach me for anything?
At the dorms?
Yeah. Stephen and I are the only ones there. He's working in Sonoma. And I'm going to school.
I don't have that phone number.
Let me see. In my purse here. Got it somewhere, I think.
Hey, I'm going to have to look for something to write with.
Okay, well, I'm getting out of this room.
Huh?
I'll go ahead and get you a pencil and paper. I'm looking through my
okay.
little notebook right here. I got it somewhere. Okay, I've got the dorms. Oh, wait a minute. That's the damn dorms in San Francisco. Just a minute.
Sure.
Shit, I thought I had the damn dorms. Oh, yes, I do right here. 528-0975. Area code 707, same as ours here.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
And Stephen, I'm living on the other side right now, but I'm going to move in on his side mm-hmm. due to the fact that it's going to save electricity since we're
yeah.
closing those things out. I don't know how Melvin's going to take that. I haven't told him yet. The council, you know, thought it was cheaper, and I do too, because there's no sense me living in a hole. Dorm over by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly won't have to fight Stephen off. And he won't have to fight me off. So, I'm going to move in with him. And his schedule is he leaves at 10:30 at night and works until 7, and he sleeps during the day. So I'm at school during the day. So I'm sure he hears the phone during the day.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to call. But if you don't, I'm there in the evenings.
Okay.
Okay. How long do you think it'll take to settle your affairs? You said
probably,
about a month?
Might be a couple months. A
couple of months?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know those questionnaires that we filled out, you know, in council?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole church has been doing it now. And we have several questionnaires, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come, we'll have you and Lena fill out those that we've all done.
Okay, I don't have the writing problem.
Yeah, I know you haven't. I know you can ask anybody in church. Everybody's doing it, so there won't be any problem with that. It's just a thing that we've set now for everybody to do, so Everybody does it.
No problem.
Okay. Listen, sweetheart, I'm going to go and let you go. I didn't know what time you left. What time do you leave, usually? You have to be at work at 7:30?
I have to be at work at 8.
You have to be at work at 8. You leave at 7:30.
Yeah.
Is there a time change between here and there?
No, it's same.
Same, okay. Well, I'm going to write that down. You leave at 7:30.
Just a few miles from the time change.
Where's John staying tonight if he didn't come home?
At his, one of his girlfriends.
Oh, so he isn't there. Was he drinking or was he, did he act like he was dangerous or anything?
Well.
Did you give him that gun?
No. His?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Did he get his stuff?
No. Isn't
so he might do something stupid when he gets to drinking with that thing, huh?
Well, he's been drinking constantly now. That's all he does.
Well, just like Father said, call somebody, you know it?
Yeah.
If there's any problem.
Well, I won't take any shit either, you know?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, if he goes crazy with a gun or something, then you let Father know something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to let you go back to sleep, and I'm going to get on the road.
Okay, we're loving. I appreciate you calling.
Okay.
Appreciate everything that everybody's doing.
Huh?
Appreciate everything that everybody's doing, especially Father.
I know you do. I know. And Father is really going out of his way right now.
I know.
Trying to do everything for everybody. And I know he's mentioned you several times publicly. And by the way, Jim Cobb, one of our kids went to college, I forget which one it was, and I don't know if it was the college that Jim Cobb is going to or one he heard about.
Wanted to get in dentistry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And you heard what he did? Talked about us awful?
Yeah, after somebody tried to thank him for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really, really? So he's, you know, he's just forcing a heavy encounter. Well, find out all you can, Wayne,
mm-hmm.
But not at any danger, you know. Find out all you can and let us know, okay?
Okay.
So keep in touch, and if you need to reach me, you know how I know.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin and I are, you know, we're not separated, but we're living in separate places right now due to me going to school.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it very much, but I've got to because I have to get an education. You know, this is my last chance.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets hostile at times because he wants me to move back down here, but he's coming around slowly. So when he's not staying at the house, he's staying at other places. Sometimes he sleeps under the bus. He likes that bus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't reach him, he's either at our house or if you ever need to reach him, I guess you won't need to, but... somebody said you called, and they said he wasn't there, and he was sleeping out in the car with me.
Mm-hmm.
When did you call him?
I called for you.
Oh, you called for me?
Yeah, I called for you, and then they said you weren't there. I said, well, it's Melvin there. So I was calling to let you know I had a baby.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't there, I was going to tell Melvin, and they said they didn't even know what he does.
Well, Melvin is there seldom. So, but there's about 20 people living in that house now, or has been this week, so it's been a kind of a madhouse.
So Jack Arnold wouldn't mind if I were to?
Oh, God, no. You'd enjoy it. It'd be a good place, because we can use all that you've learned up there. So you come back and start right in. We need all the help we can get because we got all that heavy equipment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're trying to get together to send the promised land.
Right.
So he needs all the help he can get. He's just begging for help. So any decent knowledge at all would be appreciated.
Right.
Okay.
I'm working all the newer stuff now, too.
That'll be a help. That'll be a help. Okay, well, kiss that baby and Lena for me.
Sure will.
And be sure he's got blue eyes, did you say?
Light blue.
Blue eyes. I bet he's blue. Send me those pictures right away, okay?
Yeah, he's the cutest goddamn baby. And
I bet he is.
Even all nurses come in telling me that.
Oh, Wayne, I owe you an apology. My ego gets so involved with myself. Today when I was talking to you, and you mentioned that the baby was born on the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what I said to you, it was no cut down to you or the baby. Of course, it was just that something I had heard said,
mm-hmm.
and I threw it in because my ego...
Well, I understood that.
But do you know that Father picked that up today? And you know what he said to me?
What's
that? I guess he picked it up. I didn't mention what I said, but Father said, it's a significant fact that that baby was born on Independence Day. So you can tell Lena that.
Well,
I didn't even tell Father.
I didn't tell Lena you said that, but she felt it was significant too, because the baby wasn't even due for 3 more weeks.
I know. Well, evidently that's true, because Father just told me that too, see,
mm-hmm.
so there was no reason, because I hadn't said, you know, what I'd said.
Mm-hmm.
Although I thought it was significant too, but I was just thinking of something I had heard,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they've done to the Indians, but it certainly has nothing to do, because I think it's a very important event, the day that baby came. Not due for 2 weeks, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Father knew it too. So keep in touch and take care of yourself and be very careful with any stuff that you have to do with Cobb, okay?
Okay, and don't worry about that.
And as far as Ted's concerned, this doesn't involve him, like I said, because he's got to go his own way.
Okay.
You know, he's got to make his own way back, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't leave with the same reason that you did.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just contact the counsel himself and work it on out. But you don't have to tell him that. You can just tell him that you've made you and Lena's way. You know, it's up to him to do his.
Yeah, because right now, you know, if he decided to cut out, it'd be really hard on me and Lena.
Yeah, well, you can wait.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care, and I'll see you later.
Okay,
Father loves you, too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We fucked up on him too much, not sure.
Oh, I know.